This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
Let's talk about the issue of photojournalism today. This became sort of an issue around the Chicago area the day after the Chicago Cubs won the World Series for the first time in 108 years. I realize it's just sports, but it's a historic moment in the cultural history of Chicago. And if you look at the front page photos on the two major newspapers, the Chicago Tribune and the Chicago Sun-Times, the Chicago Tribune photo is clearly superior to what the Sun-Times offered. The Chicago Tribune has professional photojournalists on their staff, whereas the Chicago Sun-Times 3 years ago laid off its entire staff of photographers and has relied on reporters to take photos with their phones, with their smartphones, or it also uses photos from AP. It turns out the photo from the Cubs championship celebration was taken by an AP photographer, but I would have to think AP had better photos to offer. It just seems like not only did the Sun-Times not have its own photo to put on the front page regarding, again, this moment of cultural significance in the city, but the editor or a photo, maybe they're lacking a photo editor. They just seem to lack a sharp eye for what to put on the front page for a newspaper that many people are going to buy and save. It was a collectible edition.
Yeah, this was their shot. I agree with you, Rich, and especially as a baseball fan, the folks at the Tribune got it right. And I know for a fact that their circulation of about 300,000, they added or about tripled their circulation yesterday with reprints. The Sun-Times did too, but they're clearly just a very amateur-looking photo compared to what the Tribune did. And if this was taken by an AP photographer, the Sun-Times photo, that is, you know, you can see that even in the Journal Star, they have a very professional-looking photo that really captures the essence of the moment and shows the power of still photography. But I think this is the world that we live in, where we're seeing that we're having to do more with less as journalists, and not only are you just reporting a story, but you're shooting the photo or shooting a video, and I think it shows. And if you want to have good quality journalism, you have to support it. You have to pay for it.
The Peoria Journal Star photo that you mentioned, was that taken by a PJ Star staffer, or who gets the credit for that?
Associated Press, Matt Slocum. So this is an AP photographer. Comparing that to what the Sun-Times chose to use, I think it's far and away superior. What the Journal Star ran.
I have to wonder if the Chicago Tribune, with their employed photographers, have better access possibly than maybe an AP photog. I mean, it's very possible. I mean, anyone that's been in the business knows that the local people typically have better access, and the people who come in, they fly in that day. Now, I don't know. Maybe these AP people are based out of Chicago, and in that case, then they probably have been there a lot, and they just ended up getting not such a very good shot.
I would think AP would have pretty good access to an event such as the World Series. I think the photo the Sun-Times chose to run looks like something I would take from the stands on my smartphone. It's not a bad photo, but you would expect a trained photographer to take a much better photo, closer to the action perhaps. There are a lot of flaws with that, the photo that the Sun-Times chose. And again, the AP probably offered many, many photos. As Will just mentioned, the PJ Star had a much better photo on its front page, a photo taken by an AP photographer. So I think someone just made a bad choice. On top of everything else, someone made a bad choice at the Sun-Times.
And it got a lot of people's attention on social media, which is why we're talking about it today. But if standing on its own, sure, it kind of captures the essence of it. You look at it. Yes, it looks like it was taken by someone with their smartphone that was sitting maybe along the first baseline where they were celebrating near the pitcher's mound. Montero, the catcher who's rushing to the mound, his left arm is cut off as he's rushing to the scene. Whereas the Tribune photo really gets the focused essence of who these folks are. You can see Rizzo and Bryant and their exhilaration, the expression in their faces.
You can see the expression in their faces. The photo the Sun-Times chose, you see the backs of players as they gather on the mound, but You're exactly right, Will. The Chicago Tribune photo, you can see the joy on the faces of Rizzo and Bryant.
Yeah. And, you know, Will touched on a really important topic that we are dealing with as journalists today, is that we're having people who employ journalists, but they're trying to get more out of them, and
yep.
they are firing staff left and right.
And this translates to television mm-hmm. where reporters have to go out and are expected to shoot the video as well as reporting the story, right, Jasmine?
Yeah, they call the either one-man bands or multimedia journalists. That's how it's known in the business now. And the reporter goes out and shoots their own video and edits it and puts it all together. Whereas, you know, even in the last 5-10 years, it was usually maybe a videographer went out with a reporter and there were two separate people going out. And, you know, a videographer, a separate person's reporter, can see things that the reporter's, you know, maybe not seeing. They can get extra footage, and the reporter is concentrating on getting an interview and making calls and that kind of thing. So it's really nice to have that those two people out there. But I've talked to people, even news directors in the business, because you know, they'll contact me trying to find out if we have people. And I have people from really large markets now trying to contact me for college students who are graduating for their large market TV stations. Videographers is what they're looking for. It's because the training ground for videographers has now been depleted because they're not hiring videographers in smaller markets, right? So now you have college students going out into bigger markets where they would never have set foot even 5 to 10 years ago, and now that's their first job out of the business. So, and you know, the quality of work is not going to be very good. It's just, I mean, it takes time to get good in this profession. So you see them having to train people from day one, just right out of the college, to do whatever they need them to do at the station. But you're seeing that. So I think you're seeing quality diminished because of this transition to getting more out of people and not employing as many people as they used to.
And that job title, multimedia journalist, makes it sound maybe a little nicer or interesting than what it actually is, which is multimedia journalist means doing a multitude of jobs,
right.
Or doing more with less, or it's nicer than backpack journalism, which I've also heard, which mm-hmm. sounds really it's a pejorative within the industry. But it was always better to have, you know, two heads are always better than one, and if you have someone singularly, solely trained in the collection or the gathering of stories and information, and someone involved with the visual and the audio component, and you or two or three people even working together to put together a story was always better, because of course we're now using having to work with less and doing more with less, the byproduct of that.
We need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.